Not quite yet, but it will be tomorrow night. Christmas karaoke. Few tickets left. Go to 1037thebuzz.com if you want to come kick it with us at Christmas Karaoke 2012. Pat Bradley and I will be poorly channeling Justin Moore. Looking forward to it. Number of acts, including the governor of Arkansas, will be performing. It's all for a great cause. Youth home. Thanks to Chrissy for coming up. Exactly. Appreciate Chrissy coming up yesterday and bringing treats as well. So you ready?
Yeah, I hope the kids down at youth home don't hear this.
Ah, exactly right. Let's take Dan from Sheridan. We're going to talk to our guest. James is back from Jones Brothers. Check him out online at jonesbrospooltables.com. Dan's in Sheridan.
I've got a Gus Malzahn story, and don't get me wrong, I think Gus Malzahn's an offensive genius, and I wish him well in Auburn. But several years ago, when he was coach at Springdale High School, he came to Benton High School to interview for the head coaching job and was offered the job, and he accepted. But then he went back to Springdale. They apparently offered him more money, and he recounted on the Benton High School job. In Benton, everybody was excited about him coming, and then two or three days later, he recounted. So, I just wanted to share that. That's not the only time he did something that was kind of odd with his background.
Gotcha. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I guess that one I would have less of a problem with, since he actually hadn't started the job there. I guess.
Seems like an odd deal. He had quite a run at Springdale. Why would he want to leave there?
That would be my question. I would think that sounds like a angling for more money move. I mean, not that that's ever happened before.
I guess it worked.
Allegedly, that's happened
Houston
once or twice.
Not interviewing at Nebraska type deal.
Yes. And then if you go to interview at too many of those schools trying to help your money, then you get ostracized by your fan base. So it's it's a slippery slope, James. It's a slippery slope. James Spangler joining us from Jones Brothers Pool Tables. You know where they are, North Little Rock. The company's been doing it since 1924. If you haven't caught on by now, it's the place to be for all the cool stuff you want around your house, your man cave. We had an email from our buddy El Guapo the other day. He said, my man cave is my house. He said, my wife has a cave. It's called the kitchen.
He's acting a little cocky lately, that El Guapo. Well, El Guapo, you better tone it down a little bit, man. I mean, seriously.
He's caught on to the fact that his wife plays words with friends with me but does not listen to the show, clearly. So it's easy to puff your chest out and talk noise when you know your wife's not listening.
Well, I have a lot of people come in, and the wives ask, well, where's the woman cave sign at? I'm like, I guarantee you spend more money on your clothes in your closet than what this pool table's going to cost you. So that's your woman cave right there.
How do you do? Boy, sexism reigns supreme.
My God, I'm going to stand very far away from you guys.
Well,
he's going to come in and the claws are going to come out, just rip your scalp right off, buddy.
The only question that remains then, James, is when were you in Christie's closet? Because that is a great, great description.
And when did you come out of the closet?
I don't have to see Christie's closet. I just got to see my wife, and I can make that assumption.
Look, buddy, I could probably get six pairs of her shoes that would equal one pool table. Now, the Brunswick deal we've been talking about, and I mentioned this before, the best gifts around the Christmas season, they've had you buying in since you were a little kid that it's better to give than to receive. But that's not true. It's better to give and receive now.
Gia, son, Gia.
Gia. All right, Grant.
Thanks, Grant. App of the week coming up. It looks like we're going to miss it again because we're going to hit the break. That's so sad. I had a real good one for you folks.
James, tell people how to get over there and take advantage of your opportunities that you're affording them at this moment.
Well, we're at 309 West Broadway in North Little Rock, just a catty corner from Dickie Stevens Stadium. And I just want to let everybody know, I know a pool table is not necessarily in everybody's budget, so we've got lots of other things. We've got over 300 pool cues in there to choose from, darts, Razorback gear. So, I mean, you don't have to come in to buy a pool table for Christmas. We've got lots of other stuff, too.
Shuffleboard, big guy, shuffleboard.
And it's what do you use? What is it? Shuffle on, not sand.
Wax.
But wax.
Yes.
Shocks me still to this day.
It's not electric, Pat. It's just regular wax.
That's amazing.
How are you getting shocked by wax? I haven't heard of such a thing.
It's very, very powerful.
No, it is very confusing. I agree. It does look like sand. So if I bring back some white sand from Destin, no good?
No. You'll scratch your table, you knucklehead.
It'll look great on there, just not going to be real functional.
Okay, fair enough. Just like Pat.